what condition my condition was in.
Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. This weekend in Milwaukee, festival-goers will celebrate a culture of laziness, drinking, and the sometimes unfocused thoughts that go along with both. And while that might seem like a normal weekend here, I'm actually referring to the lifestyle embodied by The Dude, the character at the heart of the Coen brothers' cult movie, The Big Lebowski. The movie, which stars Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, and Steve Buscemi, is 15 years old. It has no overt Milwaukee connection, but it's popular enough here that the city will host Lebowski Fest for a second consecutive year, a rare honor. As the movie's voiceover goes, sometimes there's a man, and Lebowski Fest's man is founder Will Russell, who joins us on the line from Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we abide. It is the second year in a row that Milwaukee has hosted a Lebowski Fest. Why do you think this city connects so well with this movie? Is it just the bowling?
Well, Milwaukee is a town that loves drinking and bowling, and the Big Lebowski as well. And it really just turned out to be the perfect town for Lebowski Fest.
What do you think it is about this movie that makes a festival surrounding it work so well?
Oh, man, that is such a tough question. You know, what is it about The Big Lebowski? I think it's really hard to answer that. I think the bowling really ties the fest together. You know, people love to go bowling. It's pretty much the only sport that has cup holders, and you can order fried cheese sticks and drink beer and White Russians and, you know, knock down some pins with a heavy ball. And you know, it's just a really fun party. I've heard Lebowski Fest described as, you know, imagine the best party you've ever been to and multiply it by 10. And that's Lebowski Fest. It's just a lot of fun people, great costumes, and bowling.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, people have probably been having their own mini versions of the festival on their own, you know, either drinking White Russians and watching the movie, or writing checks for half and half at the grocery store. So it seems like maybe this would be a natural thing to want to do with a bigger crowd than just you and your friends.
Absolutely. I mean, there's something about watching that movie with thousands of people, and everyone knows the lines, and they're dancing along to the music, and it's not annoying when people are quoting the lines. It's just a lot of fun.
This is year two in a row here in Milwaukee. The movie does not change from year to year, of course. Is it hard to keep a festival about it unique? Does it matter?
Well, it's not really unique. When we first did it in 2002, we had it in a bowling alley. We had a costume contest. We had a trivia contest. We had a farthest traveled contest. We tried to show the movie, but they wouldn't let us because it turned out it was a Baptist-run bowling alley. And we said, you know, it's got some cussing in it. Can we play it? And they were just like, no, you can't. So it's a ritual, you know. It's something that people expect to kind of do the same thing, and that's what we did. You know, we've got our ceremonial beverage, the White Russian, and the costumes are always a lot of fun. And you know, really, other than just changing the venue and going to different cities, the festival is pretty much the same everywhere we go. We watch the movie the first night, we'll have a band play, and then at the bowling alley, we kind of become the movie. There's this weird world of Lebowski that comes to life, and there's nihilists running up and down the concourse with giant scissors, and dudes in bathrobes bowling, Valkyries drinking White Russians, and just kind of a general mayhem.
Were you prepared when this went from being a one-off event to growing the way it did? Were you prepared for the festival itself to become the phenomenon that it did?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, we did the first one on a lark, you know, like we thought it would just be fun and maybe 15, 20 of our friends might show up. And you know, we had 150 people at the door that night, and we just couldn't believe it. People traveled from other cities, and, you know, we were just like, holy smokes, this is crazy. And, you know, we did it the next year. We decided to do it again, and Spin Magazine put Lebowski Fest in their, like, summer festivals guide kind of as a shock to us. We had no idea it was going to run. And, you know, we went from 150 people to 1,200 people, and then we started traveling with it, and then we added music and We had My Morning Jacket from Louisville was our first band, and they all wore costumes from the film, and it's just been kind of a perpetual state of disbelief for me to see this thing grow and thrive and continue, and we're in our 12th year, and it's just amazing.
The movie is 15 years old. Do you remember the first time you saw the movie?
I do, yeah. My dad recommended I go check it out. I went to see it in a movie theater in Louisville by myself, and it didn't make that big of an impression on me, actually. I just I didn't dislike it, but I wasn't in love with it. I certainly didn't have an inkling to start a festival about it. Ended up seeing it a couple more times on videotape. You may remember VHS. And it was weird, man. The third time I saw it, I was just, like, laughing out loud, like, the whole time, and was just, like, smitten by this thing, and just became obsessed with it. I was just quoting lines all the time and trying to work lines of dialogue into conversation and just kind of giggling to myself, thinking about it. And I was just like, man, who thinks of this stuff? That's hilarious. You know, we would quote lines. We had a band, and at band practice, we spent more time quoting The Big Lebowski than practicing, and we were not a very good band, but that's how this thing kind of started, and we were selling T-shirts one day, quoting the lines to pass the time, and some other guys from another city jumped in and started joining us, and we realized we weren't alone, and it was like, man, we should do like a Big Lebowski party in a bowling alley. Wouldn't that be awesome? And like, sure, we'll do it for fun. I knew this dirt cheap Baptist Run bowling alley that could be rented out for a song, and we just did it, and here we are 12 years later going to Milwaukee.
I'm sure you have seen the movie a few times since then.
A couple hundred, yep.
What do you think the most underrated part of the movie is?
There's so much subtlety and nuance in that film. Like Brandt's facial expressions, Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, I think are just precious. You know, I don't know if other people notice them, but they just crack me up every time. Like when he's trying to act all solemn and serious when the Big Lebowski is lamenting the kidnapping of Bunny, and then he calls him to action to hand him the ransom note, and he like springs up and does that, and like Philip Seymour Hoffman has a small role, but I think it's amazing. And then like John Turturro, you know, who is very over the top as the Jesus, the pederast bowler adversary, he has like, you know, maybe 4-5 minutes of screen time, but he is one of the most memorable characters. And just the dude, the way he talks, and he's like, man, you know, he's always kind of yammering on. I think that stuff is hilarious. And Jeff Bridges has said that every ellipses and pause or man or dude in that script is exactly as it was written by the Coen brothers. There's no improvisation. Coen brothers are very meticulous wordsmiths, and they craft these great scripts that just create these universes of intrigue that people analyze for years. And, you know, The Big Lebowski, I think, is going to go down in history as one of the greatest movies ever made. And when it first came out, people just kind of shrugged and were like, yeah, I don't really like it. But the achievers, the fans of the film, probably are of all of them, we dig it.
You've been doing this for 12 years now. Is there one moment in the history of doing this that stands out as the high watermark for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was when Jeff Bridges first came to Lebowski Fest in 2005 in L.A. We were hanging out backstage, and he wore his jelly sandals from the film. Those belonged to him personally. And he, asked him about them, and he was like, well, what size shoe do you wear? And I was like, well, I wear an 11. And he took one of his jellies off and threw it across the room and said, go ahead and try it on. And I took my shoe off and I got ready to step into the jelly. And he stopped me and he said, hey, man, wait a minute. I want you to take your sock off, too. I want you to get the full experience. And I was like, okay. And I stepped into the jelly and it was kind of warm and moist and a little bit gross. But as soon as I stepped into it, I felt just instantly relaxed, enveloped by the spirit of the dude. That was pretty cool.
That is a pretty cool story, to be sure. So, you have a one-year-old. How old do you think your child will need to be before first exposing her, right, to...
I think that's really going to be up to mom. We'll see about that. She'll definitely be a fan. I have no doubt about that. You know, she'll have to carry on the legacy, probably. And we've already got her Achiever onesie, and she is quite the achiever. Proud we are of her.
Well, Russell, I'm tempted to spew a bunch of lines from the movie at you, but rather I'll just say thanks so much. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, man. We're looking forward to being in Milwaukee.
Will Russell is the founder of Lebowski Fest, which opens Friday in Milwaukee. There's a free outdoor screening of the movie in Cathedral Square Friday night. It also runs through Saturday if you're not into the whole brevity thing. There are also fests in San Francisco and New Orleans this fall. There's a link to the full schedule of movie, White Russian, and bowling-related activities at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Milwaukee's Daryl Sturmer made it big as the lead guitarist for Genesis, but he still lives here, and he's helping young guitarists live their rock and roll dreams. We'll find out how when Lake Effect returns after a break on WUWM.